Goodbye, St. Louis. That's the headline in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch today after NFL owners voted to allow the Rams to leave the Gateway City and return to Los Angeles after 20 seasons in St. Louis. The Rams will play in a new stadium in Inglewood. The owners picked that plan over bids by the San Diego Chargers and Oakland Raiders, who also wanted to move to the L.A. area. Mike Pesca is here and now, sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks.
So why did the owners approve this move?
A few reasons, and there was a surprise because an original vote, the inner committee voted for a different stadium, the Carson plan, but the Inglewood plan wound up winning, and it was the Rams that are invited to play in Inglewood. So a big reason is if we go through all the individual teams, the different owners of those teams are held in different regard. Dean Spanos of the Chargers is very well liked, and that was important, and that was a reason why the Raiders had paired up with the Chargers to say, we want to move together. And that's because the owner of the Raiders, Mark Davis, son of the iconoclastic Al Davis, is not well liked at all. His father spent years in court against the NFL. And Mark Davis has, to a large extent, continued with his renegade ways. Now, Stan Kroenke of the Rams, he's fine. He's a respected owner. He's not beloved like Spanos. But he put together a very good proposal, and he was smart. He threw chits the NFL's way. So in addition to the Rams moving to Inglewood, he's building this whole new facility for NFL productions and for their internet arm. And so the NFL is getting a lot. I mean, any team that relocates pays $500 million to the NFL. So the owners know. I mean, they put that figure there to disincentivize willy-nilly moving about. So the owners will get a significant amount of money for any team move, but they're getting even more with Kroenke and this Inglewood plan.
So who's paying for the stadium, the new stadium in Inglewood?
Yeah, that's another thing. I mean, as I looked at it and said, here's my number one priority as not a fan of either of these teams, and in general as a person who feels bad for fan bases where they're losing a team, so you have to feel bad for any fan who's going to have their team stripped away. But I just don't like when taxpayers pay for a stadium. It's a really bad investment, most economists will tell you. And in St. Louis, taxpayers were going to pay, you know, $400 million, and there was even this weird plan where all money spent inside the stadium wouldn't be subject to state tax, or at least that money would be kicked back to the Rams. So that was the incentive for the Rams to stay. In both the California plans, they're privately funded. So there's your answer. No taxpayers are footing the bill.
And we still don't know what's going to happen with the Chargers and the Raiders.
Yes, the Chargers have the option to move. So now the Chargers have an incentive to negotiate with their home city. They also, sources say, the league will be throwing $100 million the Chargers' way to improve or spruce up any stadium deal. So it's up for the Chargers to decide if they'll join the Rams in Inglewood or stay in San Diego.
Do you think that the fan base for the Rams when they move back to Los Angeles is going to be some of the same people who rooted for them when they were in Los Angeles before, or are they going after an entirely new demographic?
No, I mean, well, just by age-wise, they'll have a lot of younger kids, but I think that a lot of the old Los Angelinos still have their old Eric Dickerson jerseys, or perhaps, you know, even older than that. I was surprised that there were, I saw shots of on the news of Los Angeles-based Rams fans celebrating. You could always get, you know, 40 people together happy about just about anything these days if you serve them enough drinks. But in general, I thought that the appetite for teams to move to LA wasn't really that big among members of the public. I mean, people go to the games and people love the NFL, but I think the people in Los Angeles were very happy having a full bevy of games to watch on television and not have to drive the roads to go to a new stadium. And it's certainly clear that St. Louis, they're really going to be upset. You know, they supported their team very much. But what this means is that St. Louis will be in play as the new city, the new stalking horse, forever the next franchise wants to move. So St. Louis Jaguars, who knows?
Mike Pesca, here and now, sports analyst who hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome.